New research from the Economic and Social Research Institute finds that between 35,000 and 53,000 new homes will be required every year up to 2030 in this country, and 46% of that housing demand will be in the Dublin and Cork regions. The housing projections in the ESRI report, funded by the Department of Housing and Local Government, are based on census and research data, as well as assumptions on international migration trends. Existing pent-up demand for dwellings is not factored in. Dr. Adele Bergen is Associate Research Professor with the ESRI, and she's here in studio. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for coming in to us.
I want to talk about each of these figures, and you might explain how you land on them.
Sure.
Because there's a big difference between 35,000 and 53,000 per year over the next 6 years. And you also factor in here structural demand at 44,000. So you might talk me through the figures.
Absolutely. So this research estimates structural housing demand, which is future housing demand based on projected population growth over the medium to long term. So there's three main drivers of housing demand. So that's population growth, the typical household size, and the rates of obsolescence of the housing stock. So we look at a range of assumptions for each of those key drivers, mm-hmm. and then generate a number of scenarios for housing demand. So in total, we look at 12 scenarios for housing demand. And if you take the average over those 12, we estimate that structural housing demand will average at around 44 units per annum out to the end of this decade, and then around 40,000 units per annum into the next decade. So the reason why we considered a range here is that because of the uncertainty in any projection exercise and in places where the underlying kind of data infrastructure is poor, we felt it was really sensible to present a range. And I suppose it helps to highlight the sensitivity of projections to some of the key assumptions that you're making.
What is the biggest factor in moving the dial on the numbers?
So overall, the key driver of housing demand is population growth. For Ireland, the key driver of population growth is net migration, which is very volatile and difficult to predict. So as a result, we consider a range of scenarios for international migration. So in our baseline population scenario, with our kind of baseline migration figures, we estimate a range of structural housing demand to be between 38 and 50,000 units per annum out to the end of this decade. But then in the high, that range becomes between 41 and 53,000 per annum. And in the low migration scenario, it's between 35 and 47,000 per annum.
Do you factor in here, or in fact you don't, I think, but why is it that you don't factor in pent-up demand?
Sure. So we're looking at future housing demand based on population growth. The other big component to total housing demand is pent-up demand. And I suppose pent-up demand is something that's very challenging to quantify. So we know that if you think back to following the financial crisis, the construction sector was particularly hard hit, and completions over the period, say 2011 to 2020, averaged just 11,000 per annum. And if you think about it, at the time, structural demand might have been around 30,000 per annum. So you have this gap that to some extent will accumulate over time. I know it's something that the Housing Commission considered in their analysis. Yeah. So they took a very kind of wide lens.
Do they go for something like 256,000 pent-up
demand? I believe their range was from 212 to 256.
See, that's a significant block of demand, which is not factored into your figures.
No, and we're very clear that it's not.
So Why not?
Well, that's the deficit that exists, if you like, today. So we're looking at what's needed for the future. So that deficit that might be here today, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's reasons why you think it could be lower or higher even than the kind of estimates that come out from the Housing Commission. And so what we're doing then is saying, sort of looking to the future, what's needed. But for sure, there is a housing deficit today that is challenging to quantify.
Was this something that the Department of Housing asked you to do this report? They commissioned it.
Yeah.
In the criteria that were set down. Were you asked to leave out pent-up demand then and just look to the future?
Well, we were asked specifically to look at the areas where we have kind of expertise, which is around kind of looking at the demographic scenarios and kind of assumptions around obsolescence and the typical household size. And each of those are challenging enough pieces of work. And you've already seen that our results have quite a range already. And so ultimately then looking at that current pent up or backlog of housing was beyond the scope of what we were looking at.
I wanted to ask you as well about the report says the concentrations will be in the Cork and Dublin areas. Does the report say anything, or do you look at the need to spread population more to have a greater cross-section across the country, a greater spread around the country?
That's not something that we've looked at in the report. What we've done is all of our assumptions are based on the kind of current trends in the data. And what we've seen, in the 2016 and 2022 census has been, a continuation of previous patterns where growth is concentrated in, in particular in the Eastern and Midland region. At the moment, we don't see anything changing that. So you'd need some sort of policy change, a different distribution of jobs, if house prices were different. So if economic conditions were different at a local level, you'd have people moving to other regions.
Lots of food for thought. Thank you very much for coming into us.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Adele Bergen, their Associate Research Professor with the ESRI. It's